Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. It's just you and me. I've got a couple of things I want to talk about. I want to talk about a tax issue, this first segment. And the next segment, I want to talk about, the second segment, I want to talk about a couple of things that are going on with the Internet that I've mentioned before, but I want to remind you about. First thing I want to talk about is something that you've heard about, you're going to hear about, if you haven't already, you're going to hear about two consumption tax alternatives to accomplish tax reform. These are two tax alternatives to as an alternative to income tax or as an augmentation to income tax to accomplish tax reform. One of them is called a VAT, value-added tax, VAT. If you've traveled to Europe, then you know about the VAT. They've got the VAT over there. Whenever you buy something, they add a, you know, they attribute a VAT over there. And then there's something called the fair tax, which is a national sales tax. A VAT, a value-added tax, is added to products incrementally in the steps of the production distribution process. And it's passed to consumers in the ultimate price. It's all part of the ultimate price. So if we had a VAT tax and something cost you $100, then this extra tax would already be in there. Presumably, before the tax, it would have only cost you $94. Now it's going to cost you $100 with the VAT. The oxymoronic fair tax, the thing that is not fair at all, is the national sales tax. That's collected from the end user at the point of sale, like a state and local sales tax is. Both of these consumption taxes, in my opinion, are bad ideas. As major tax reform has been lately debated, in addition to tinkering with the current system of income tax, or replacing it with a flat tax, politicians on both sides of the aisles, this is what's got me a little frightened, folks. Politicians on both sides of the aisles have proposed consumption tax options. And these consumption possibilities will be part of the 2016 presidential campaign debates. You can count on that. Fiscally speaking, the attraction of a consumption tax is that in the largest consumer economy on the planet, United States of America, it would raise a lot of tax revenue, right? Politically speaking, a consumption tax raises revenue on the rich more appropriately because presumably they consume more than the poor. But it is a regressive tax on the poor, the consumption taxes are regressive on the poor, but they will be giving some kind of a federal rebate or a credit. So if they were to impose these, that's how they would take care of the poor. Only the rich, only the upper income people would be hit the worst. So here are reasons why, in my opinion, consumption tax is a bad idea. First, we know the big spending party. We know who they are. We know who the big spending party is. Do you know who it is? It's the one in the majority. Republican or Democrat, who's ever in the majority, that's the big spending party. So, without imposing strict fiscal discipline, like a balanced budget amendment, a consumption tax will give politicians more money without solving budget deficits or the national debt challenge. Number two, most European countries have collected consumption taxes for years, and yet they continue to have significant economic and fiscal challenges. So it's not solving their problems. Don't let people tell you it will solve ours. European consumption taxes are on top of other taxes, including income tax, my friends. This is the most important point, And I'm going to talk about that again in a little bit. And all European consumption tax percentages started small. So you're going to hear about that. Oh, we'll just start small, maybe a half a percent. All European consumption taxes started small, but today the average is 19% across Europe. Again, in addition to the income tax that they pay. A consumption tax would also hurt small business owners disproportionately. Big businesses have systems in place to deal with new government compliance like tax collection, and they always pass along expense increases to their customers. Small business owners will be harmed by a consumption tax because, number one, we aren't always able to pass along cost increases. You know what I'm talking about. We might not even be able to pass along all of a mandated VAT. Number two, new tax compliance and remittance will be prohibitively expensive. That's something we'd have to gear up for this. We'd have to have new people. We'd have to have new systems that we'd have to pay for to collect and comply with a consumption tax, a whole new tax regime. Number three, the sticker price of a national sales tax, adding on a tax at the end, like a sales tax. So you'll be adding on a local tax and adding on the federal consumption tax. That's going to take time for customers to adjust to that, and they don't like it. They won't like it, and they'll blame you know how it is. They'll blame the business owner, and small business owners will be hurt by that more than big companies will. The only way, folks, write this down. The only way to consider any kind of a consumption tax is if it completely replaces the federal income tax, which would require repealing the 16th Amendment. Good luck with that, because in the 227 years since the Constitution was ratified, only one amendment has ever been repealed, and that was to end prohibition. So, folks, any politician that you hear talking about a consumption tax, the one they'll probably use the most is what they'll call the fair tax. But they might talk about the VAT too. Any of those consumption taxes are non-starters for small business. They're not good for America, and they're not good for American small businesses. Please look into this. Do a little research. Don't just believe me. You'll see what I'm talking about, especially because whatever they're doing is going to be on top of. And even if they say, well, we'll do away with the income tax percentage, they can always bring it back. As long as it's on the books, they can always bring it back. And one day you and I will be paying both of them. Think about it. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll be right back. She
was hanging on, Johnny. Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.